Allow me to introduce myself. Julian Hesham, Esquire. He glanced at the old man. Miss Cavendish and I have been discussing our marriage. Deb's eyes immediately lifted from her coffee dish as a ready blush of embarrassment seized her throat and cheeks. It was one thing to jest of marriage with her in private conversation, quite another to continue the jest in front of her host. One swift glance in his direction told Deb the old man was in utter disbelief at his godson's pronouncement.
You must stop this nonsense at once,
she demanded in a low voice, up on her feet.
And how I put my foot down at inviting her brother Sir Gerald to stay overnight, the Marquis finished off.
It wouldn't have mattered to me one jot had you been an adventurer,
Deb continued, napkin cast aside.
But to tease a girl you have only met once, and in trying circumstances, a girl you know not the first particular about and who knows nothing about you, with an offer of marriage, an obligation you have no intention of fulfilling, is beyond forgiveness.
Julian appealed to Martin Ellicott.
Tell her I am in earnest, mon père.
I do not know what circles you mix in, Mr. Hesham, if that is in truth your name, but in the society to which I belong, your actions would not only be considered heartless, but unconscionable, and those of a lunatic.
Please, Miss Cavendish, if you would...
Why do you smile? Do you think it amusing? Do you see me as an object of fun, sir? To a gentleman of your address, adventurer or no, I suppose a spinster nearing her 21st birthday must amuse someone used to the attentions of, a dozen females at every ball and rout. Well, I assure you, yours is not the only marriage proposal I've ever received. In fact, the ones I have received were in earnest, not made as a cruel jest. Indeed, I had one this morning, and from a gentleman who would never make me such an offer unless he truly meant it.
I repeat, I am in earnest.
To think I went to the trouble of bandaging you up.
And a very good job of bandaging you did, too. May I know the fellow's name who proposed to you?
No, you may not,
she breathed indignantly, and then opened wide her brown eyes at his look of amusement.
Oh, I see. You don't believe me, is that it?
Of course I believe you, Miss Cavendish,
he assured her, following Deb to the low wall, a handkerchief at the ready. It's just that I wonder why you have not accepted one of these proposals before now. Deb rounded on him then, and he found it hard to keep a straight face because she was scowling at him, and it brought back a flash of vivid memory of a thin-shouldered, barefoot girl in an overlarge nightgown. It amazed him to think he had not recalled her before now.
I will not take offense at that remark because you do not know my history,
she said in a low voice, the scowl deepening on spying the handkerchief in his hand.
If you must know, Black Cavendishes do not receive many marriage proposals. Certainly not from respectable gentlemen. I dare say you are not respectable, or I wouldn't have found you bleeding to death from a sword wound, and you certainly would not have offered me marriage.
He quickly put away the handkerchief.
I assure you, it was not my object to offend you, Miss Cavendish. I am merely curious to know of any potential rivals for your hand.
Is that so?
She said, tongue in cheek.
As my hand is not engaged, there is little point in divulging the names of my suitors to you. Now you must excuse me, monsieur,
she said politely, addressing the old man who stood woodenly by the table, transfixed by the conversation between the couple.
I have packing to do. Thank you for the breakfast. I hope to see you in the pump room before I leave for Paris. Au revoir.
Leaving for Paris soon, Miss Cavendish,
Julian persisted, following Deb down the terrace steps to the pebbled path that led to the stables. Deb stopped and turned on him, the scowl returning.
If you must know, I am taking my nephew to Paris within the next few days, where undoubtedly I will receive more marriage proposals from dashing adventurers. Good day, sir.
Not if I can help it, Julian muttered, returning to the terrace.